It's Tuesday, July 23rd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. July 8th, 2019 was a tragic day for Suzanne Dürr-Kirkauer, an Armenian Christian Syrian woman. Having gone missing for a night, she was found dead later, killed by Islamic terrorists. The content in this story is not appropriate for young listeners. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans from International Christian Concern.
She was an Armenian Christian, which means that her ancestors were victims of the Armenian genocide. And if you put that in perspective, we're really talking about her grandparents. She comes from a long line of Christians being persecuted for their faith. And unfortunately, what happened with her was just a continuance of something that's been going on for decades now.
Evans said that the Christian women in these countries are extremely vulnerable to attack right now.
Because unfortunately, this is really the conclusion of a long line of persecution-related incidents that just continue to escalate and escalate and escalate until we get something that is just so bad as a woman being gang-raped and then stoned. Christians in Syria, particularly Syrian Christian women, are incredibly vulnerable during this conflict. They've been vulnerable before the civil war, but this just pushed them into a deeper state of vulnerability.
Zechariah 7, 9, and 10 speaks to those who are violently oppressed. Thus says the Lord of hosts, render true judgments, show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor, and let none of you devise evil against another in your heart. The Wall Street Journal reports that Chinese corporations have defaulted on $7 billion in debt this year thus far. The Chinese investment group Minsheng announced Friday that they will not be repaying on $500 million of U.S. bonds. Thousands of Puerto Ricans protested on the streets against Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello, encouraging his resignation over offensive chat messages laced with profanities and suggestions of violent treatment toward political enemies. Puerto Rico is looking at a $120 billion price tag for its national debt, or $33,000 per person. Given the present median income of Puerto Ricans, that would take each household 63 years to pay off if they applied their entire paycheck to the debt every year. U.S. household debt has dropped from 98% to 77% of the gross domestic product since the Great Recession, while the federal debt went from 67% to 105% of the GDP. Deloitte reports that, quote, between 2010 and 2017, U.S. non-financial corporations increased their leverage by almost $3 trillion, much more than in the previous two recoveries, $2.1 trillion in 1992 to 2000, and $1.5 trillion in 2002 to 2007. And this time, debt quality is not as good as in the last two recoveries, end quote. But most concerning is the fact that the debt payback ratio has deteriorated. During the previous two recession recoveries, these ratios had actually improved. Leading the debt binge this time is the information technology and communication sector, according to the Deloitte report. Proverbs 9 verse 10 says, "The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God." But the last remnants of the fear of God in public schools have been removed from a South Carolina school district. After a 6-year battle, a federal judge ruled that the district may not use religious music or pray at their commencement ceremonies. That's according to Brucey Hendricks, a U.S. district judge who ruled in the case of American Humanist Association versus Greenville County School District. The senior counsel for the American Humanist Association said they are thrilled that the court, quote-unquote, finally put an end to, quote, Christian hymns at public school graduation ceremonies, end quote. Isaiah 59 verse 7 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity." Northern Ireland is the last holdout in the Western world on the shedding of innocent blood, reports ChristianToday.com. However, the British government has committed what Christians in the UK call, quote, "one of the most shocking abuses of the parliamentary process in modern times," end quote. Late last week, the Parliament repealed North Ireland's pro-life sections of, quote, offenses against the Person Act of 1861, end quote, effectively legalizing abortion in this last pro-life holdout. Michael Robinson, Director of Parliamentary Communications at the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, said, quote, Theresa May's legacy would be one of undermining devolution in Northern Ireland and ushering in one of the most ruthless abortion regimes in the world, end quote. And finally, Dr. Kent Brantley is going back into medical missions in Africa. 5 years ago, he contracted the Ebola virus while serving in Liberia. But by God's grace, he came back from the edge of death. Dr. Brantley says, quote, God saved my life, a direct answer to thousands and thousands of prayers, end quote. And now, he told the Christian Chronicle, he is moving his family to, quote, Zambia to serve at a Christian mission hospital to serve the poor and have compassion for the people in need and to participate in God's work of making all things new and fixing the broken things in this world, end quote. Dr. Brantley made Time Magazine's cover in 2014 for their Person of the Year award along with other Ebola fighters. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, July 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.